Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Shelley Weisberg, who is with the Michigan ACLU. Shelley, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for your time this morning. Before we get you on the program to talk about medical marijuana, I just wanted to get your take on the vote in North Carolina that said no to gay marriages.
Well, I mean, obviously, we're devastated by that. I think public opinion in general doesn't reflect that vote, but every time these ballot initiatives come up, they win by resounding numbers like we saw in North Carolina. You know, it's the majority, you know, taking rights away from the minority, and it's really quite devastating.
If the majority of people, as you say, don't agree with it, then why did it pass?
Well, I think you've got, number one, it's a Republican primary. It's, you know, the last southern state, and you know, the side that supports this type of discrimination against gays just really knows how to organize around these ballot initiatives. I mean, they have passed them everywhere they've had them. So
Shelley, what do you think will happen in regards to pushback of this for those who oppose seeing this pass?
Well, I think you're starting to see it. I think we saw that at the same time that countrywide poll come out that said that gay marriage, the support for gay marriage is up to 50%, which is, you know, so it's been increasing over the years, and I think we're going to continue seeing that. And, I would guess, and I mean, we'll keep working, but I would guess in 10 years you're going to start to see either, you know, a federal mandate that repeals these or repeals across the states on these type of ballot initiatives. They're just mean and discriminatory. That's all there is to it.
Shelley, do you believe that the medical marijuana laws in the state of Michigan are too vague?
Yeah, you know, not really. I mean, a lot of people say that law was written very vaguely, and I actually think it was written quite deliberately. They deliberately left some things up to the state, such as dispensaries, for instance. But certainly in its application, there's been, you know, a lot of concerns and a lot of confusion. So we see on one side the courts taking on some of the questions, and then I think most notably we saw the legislature decide to grapple with, you know, the law. And I have to give them kudos for understanding that this is a law passed by the citizens of Michigan, and overwhelmingly, and having respect for that, they worked really diligently and brought the people to the table who needed to be there in order to figure out how to best tweak the law so that it could be applied in a manner that was consistent with the intent of the law. So I think this is a law that's going to evolve somewhat over the years as people get more comfortable with it. But I don't necessarily think it was too vague.
Michigan State Senator Rick Jones on this program said that the medical marijuana law was meant to give people an opportunity to use this as medicine, not become a big business into which they couldn't even keep up with the people who were getting into the business, much less the ones who were violating the law.
Right. I mean, I think they're really surprised at the numbers of people who went out and got medical marijuana cards. You know, I think that that's probably not a surprise that there are probably people using it who don't have the medical conditions necessary. But that's part of how we end up enforcing it. You know, in terms of big business, and we've seen a lot of, you know, small shops try to open up, but I don't think we've seen big business really come in yet and try and take over the distribution system. That may happen, but we haven't quite seen it yet.
So what is going to be the ACLU's response to these bills that are going to put a lot of limits on medical marijuana?
Well, we've worked really closely with the legislators, and they've done a really nice job bringing everyone together to talk about, you know, how we tweak the law. ACLU is extraordinarily concerned about privacy. There's a database of cardholders that's very protected in the law, and we want that to continue. However, there was concern from the very beginning from both the medical marijuana side and the police side about drug busts, because when the police get a credible, you know, tip that there's marijuana someplace, they go in as though it were a bust without knowing, unfortunately, whether the person has a medical marijuana card. So that needed to be fixed. So that was a difficult fix in the law, and nobody's extraordinarily happy with it. It was a compromise, but there is now a mechanism by which the police can at least find out before they do a drug bust whether somebody is a medical marijuana user. And then the other big tweak was the affirmative defense in Section 8 of the law, which, you know, allows someone who either has a technical violation or may not have a card yet to assert affirmative defense so they don't get arrested for their medical marijuana. And that was being applied very poorly. And that section, through this process of amending the law, has really been improved, and we hope that that does pass through the legislature.
All right, Shelley Weisberg is with the Michigan ACLU. Shelley, as always, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you.